The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Auto insurance can all seem the same until it comes time to use it. So don't get stuck paying more for less coverage. Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and you could start saving money in no time. Get a quote today. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Purina and their certified therapy dogs like Hanley. Say hi, Hanley! Hanley is one of 30 therapy dogs Purina has helped get certified to support kids struggling with their mental health. Purina employees are volunteering their time and family pets like Hanley to help make pet therapy more accessible to patients, students, and kids like me. Learn more about Purina's pet therapy program at purina.com/mentalhealth.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored. Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to the Movie Podcast. My name is Daniel. I am one of your hosts today, and joining alongside me, fresh out of the Morpho machine, it's Shabazz. Hello, Shabazz.
Hello, hello, and hello.
Oh, that's three hellos.
That's my future right there. I'm the man of three hellos.
Okay. Be warned if you ever meet a man who says hello three times.
I know.
I don't know what that
means.
I may slow you down. We don't know.
You may be in a rush, and I may slow you down. I'm more of an inconvenience, I think, at this point. You know, it's like,
yeah.
Hey, man, how's it going? Hello, hello, hello. Jeez, man, I'm late for my doctor's appointment now. Like, thank you.
Please, I gotta go. I'm waiting for results. Oh no, Shay, how you doing today, buddy?
Oh man, I'm doing great. We have such an amazing lineup here of people to talk to, and what a fun interview we had. So I'm feeling all sorts of giddy and good.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the incredible lineup of special guests that we have today, again, don't look at the title of this episode, don't look at the artwork. We're just gonna surprise you with some incredible names right now. But you know, a big chunk of, you know, the special guests that we had of this episode joined us last year to talk about season one of the show. So it's so cool to see how the show is evolving for season two. But before we get to all of that, before we get to the main event, of course, this is the Movie Podcast. You can catch brand new episodes all throughout the week with new interviews, reviews, and reactions and discussions and all the latest movies and trailers. We have so many incredible episodes out that you could catch up on now. You know, we were just in Vegas. We were there for CinemaCon. We got to see the future of film. So go check out all of those, all of that incredible coverage that we had. Go check us out on socials. Everything you need to know is in the show notes below, including where you could support us on Patreon, if you want to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, wherever you are. That goes a long way for us, as does engaging with us on social media. If you want to see video versions of everything we're doing today, we post them on Instagram, we'll post them on Twitter, we'll post them on YouTube. So go engage, go follow us there. And of course, if you have an extra couple bucks to toss your way for Patreon, that is a huge help. But yeah, go like, drop us five stars. I think that's the least you could do. If you're big fans of what we're doing, drop us five stars wherever you listen or wherever you watch us. But today is all about The Big Door Prize Season 2. This is an Apple TV Plus original series returning Wednesday, April 24th with three episodes. So you could dive right back into the world of the Morpho machine and everything going on In the world of the Big Door Prize in Deerfields. We love the show so much, and we are so excited to welcome back showrunner David West Reed. Joining us alongside David West Reed is the cast of the series, a lot of them making their return, you know, either for Big Door Prize season one or for another project we have to talk to them for. Chris O'Dowd, Josh DeGuerra, Ali Mackey, and Gabrielle Dennis. We have a huge cast joining us today, Shay.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, Ali Mackey really is the only person, I think, from that list that we hadn't spoken to, which I feel like, you know, we were about to speak to her at some point, but what a joy. She's absolutely lovely. We had such a blast watching her back in the day. I say back in the day, but it's not even that long ago. Toy Story 4, she was such a joy in that movie.
5 years ago now, right?
5 years ago, pretty much when we started the show. So it's nuts, yeah.
Shabazz, any highlights that you want to call out before we kick it over to our interviews?
Look, one of our most memorable moments in the show was asking Josh DeGuerra about, you know, some of the best bathrooms, like he did with his character in She-Hulk. So kind of bringing that back, because I don't know if there's been that many journalists asking him bathroom related questions, but I feel like that unlocked that memory in him of being like, I remember speaking to these guys, and then I remember crying at home at night that same day. But no, it was awesome. It was awesome getting to talk to Chris and Josh again, because man, it was like, They had this energy about them. And of course, Gabrielle and Ali were so cool also, especially when Gabrielle, she just really dove into her answer. Loved that.
Yeah. And I think, you know, Chris and Josh have such a fun vibe in the show. So to see them together and like this playing off one another, like just the way the interview starts with us, I think is great and worth the watch on YouTube. So if you're listening to this episode, make sure you watch the YouTube version as well, because it's just so, so fun. We'll post that on socials as well. It's a great time. But like I said, this is a great show. You know, Apple TV Plus has been releasing some absolutely incredible shows, and the Big Door Prize is definitely worth your time. Make sure you check it out. It returns this Wednesday, April 24th. That is tomorrow on Apple TV Plus. And yeah, we have a, I just love this cast. We had a great time with everybody here. But without further ado, please welcome Chris O'Dowd, Josh DeGuerra, Ali Mackey, Gabrielle Dennis, and showrunner David West Reed to the Movie Podcast. Josh, Chris, how are you both doing?
Terrific form now that you're here, bud.
Wow.
Great. Thanks so much.
Look at that.
That's amazing. Nice. That's a nice one, kind of you.
Nice way to enter.
Yeah.
This is the first time we're seeing two and us two. We've been having Storm on the camera, so it's nice to have fellas out.
Our skin tones are matching too, which is perfect. We're really aligned here. I love
that. Look at our outfits. Look at this.
I feel very much like we're the grandparents in the world.
We're just looking at a morpho machine and what our next couple of years look like. You know, we're so delighted to be speaking with both of you again. Chris, we actually spoke to you last year for season one of the Big Door Prize, and we had such a blast. Never forget it. And Josh, we spoke to you for She-Hulk almost 2 years ago, and you gave us this great nugget of knowledge on where the best bathrooms are to go to. So thank you for that, because it's still important for us.
I got you. I can help you out whenever you need.
Love that.
You can take the winner out of Olive Garden, but you can't take Olive Garden out of the winner.
We love this show so damn much, and we're just so happy it's back for another season, and you guys can share the time with us. So thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Now, Chris, your character Dusty is one that we think most people will relate to in the series. Every time he comes close to something that scares him, he kind of just pulls right back. What was it like getting to explore the next stage of his potential this season?
I mean, scary, because like you say, he loves the status quo, or he certainly has the facade of somebody who's enjoying where they're at. But once this kind of catalyst comes in, I think this is why people relate to him a little bit, because he's probably the most cynical. And I think that we would all be very cynical of this machine that takes our social security number and $2 and tells us what our future is going to be. But for whatever reason, we buy into it because it seems to be working for people. And Dusty finds the whole thing terrifying because it changes this stable reality that he has etched out of a foreign landscape, and he feels like he's happy in his life. But this equilibrium shift might be even better. Who knows?
We'll see how the season goes on. You know, Josh, you know, every line that Giorgio says, whether it's intended or not, kills us every time. And, you know, your line reading of "you F with the jefe, you'll get F the F'd up," I think changed the trajectory of our lives. So thank you for that.
Thank you, man. We could thank Dave West Reed for that. I too loved that line when I read it for the first time.
It's so good. You know, what's the most part of playing a character like Giorgio?
Honestly, your script is your Bible. Your script is your scripture. in essence, from the very first scene, if you remember it, episode one, when you see Dusty at his birthday dinner at Giorgio's, that scene, one of the stage directions was Giorgio gets up and drops a bag of quarters on the table, says, have fun out there. It didn't say he lays. It didn't say he kindly gives. It says he drops a bag of quarters on the table. Those are the things that I'm looking for inside of a script to help me define who the character is. And there you immediately know who drops a bag of quarters. Giorgio drops a bag of quarters.
Oh, yeah.
And what did we do? We dropped the tick, 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 all over the table.
We love that. Did you look to any NHL goalies for inspiration for while joining the world of the Big Door Prize?
I didn't look to any goalies. I'll tell you right now, my guy's Igor. It's going to be Rangers all the way this year. We're definitely getting, and that's not jinxing nothing. Igor's my guy. But I'll tell you, for the look, it was the King, okay? It was him with his perfect head of hair, Lundqvist, all right? And then I think a lot about Jaromír Jágr, that dedication, him doing 1,000 squats a day, him still playing.
Yeah, the flow, man.
Thought a lot about, man, you know.
That's amazing. As you wrap up, one last question for both of you. If there was one thing you wish you could see on the Morpho screen for your next stage, what would it be?
I like for it to say quiz show host. You know, love a quiz show. That feels like a good gig. You turn up a couple of hours a day, ask some questions on a card. Maybe you're going to take in some information, pepper the world with your knowledge.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
I'm right now in an alternate reality on Earth 2, if you would.
Oh, yes.
I would definitely be a reality television show star. And I'd be on competition reality shows. And I say star because I'd like to think myself as like Boston Rob or Tykes. I'd be on Survivor 4 or 5 times. Then I'd pop over to The Amazing Race or The Challenge the way that Tyson did. And then I'd pop over, you know, maybe try to win a game show, Password. I don't know.
Absolutely. Love that so much. Thank you both for sharing your time with us today. We absolutely, again, love the show. We love talking to both of you. We hope we get to talk to you in the future again. So thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thanks a million for having us.
Hello, Gabrielle and Allie. How are you both doing?
Great. How are you guys?
We are fantastic. Now that we're speaking to you as well.
Yeah, of course. 100%.
Love it.
You know, we are such big fans of the Big Door Prize, and we're so happy that it's back for another season. So this is awesome.
Oh, thanks.
Very excited. Very excited.
No, Gabrielle, we get to see a little bit of a different and maybe a bit darker side of Cass this season. What was it like for you to get to explore that side of her a little bit more this time around? You know, especially given the extra bit of space between her and Dusty.
You know, it was very interesting. I got to like watch the whole season, and it's so funny from when you're in it and you're filming it, and then when you're watching it as a viewer, there are different emotions. I feel like when I'm watching it as a viewer, I'm like, no. But when you're in it, you're understanding her journey. And it's just, you know, like last season, we all got these life potential cards. But then this season, the machine wants to double down and actually give us animated visions. Cass's vision is so like explosive.
Graphic.
Graphic. All of the things. And the state of mind that puts you in, can you imagine seeing that and just like not sleeping for days because you just can't get that image out of your mind? But then it's like you're forced with like, well, what do I do with that? And the Hubbard's, you know, solution in this scenario is let's do this self-exploration. Let's explore what our visions mean and let's check back in 6 weeks and, you know, tally up the score and figure out where we land in hopes that we'll go our separate ways to come back stronger as a union. But with it being a television series, we're going to find some bumps and bruises along the way. We're going to take some curves. But what I love is that I am personally rooting for Cass, watching where she's come from last season to now, and that the girl's finally trying to grow some legs up under her and find her voice and take a stand and, you know, befriending Allie's character, Hannah, and like finding new inspiration with, you know, Nat and Giorgio. Just it sometimes it takes a village to raise a grown ass woman, apparently. But you know, we tease and say the Morpho machine's like that honest friend. You know, I like saying it's the Morpho's who's giving you the nudge to do something that you otherwise may not have had the courage to do. Because a lot of times we know change is scary, but sometimes it's necessary. And I think passes in the space of necessity, and it's going to go through all of that hurt and that pain. But that's how you morph. That's how you grow. you got to go dredge through that dirt to get up and polish yourself off, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's been really fun seeing her evolve over this season, for sure.
Kind of seems like we all need a morpho in our own life.
Yeah.
Yes.
Allie, you know, we loved seeing Hannah's previous story with the morpho machine explored, even if just for a little bit. Did having that backstory kind of change your approach to how you'd play her?
I mean, from the beginning, I knew so little, and we did that by design because I didn't want to know too much, and Dave didn't want me to know too much because, you know, you don't want to play the ending, and I wanted to kind of peel back her layers as we were kind of doing those scenes, so which was a really fun process for me. But yeah, it was really fun this season to kind of play more in her awkwardness and less of her having her walls up, but more of like the, hey, do you want to be friends? I don't know how to do this, but I would love to try. And, you know, that was kind of like a new color to play for her. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was so much fun.
And we know you can't really say much right now also, but we're just curious. Will Officer Giggle McDimples be returning for Toy Story 5?
It's the best question. And I wish I could know or say or anything. I mean, all I can say is that that movie changed my life. And it was the best experience. I love those people. And I would go in a second.
We love seeing you there. Amazing.
Really quickly before we wrap up, we just have to ask both of you, of course. You know, last year, Gabrielle, we got to ask, you know, what would your card say? I mean, now that the game has kind of evolved this year, you know, what do you think your morpho screen would show if you were to go into one of those machines?
Oh, I would hope not that.
No, hopefully yeah. Not.
Something not so stark and traumatizing. I don't know. I would probably see myself as the artist that I am, like actor on like a proscenium stage, or maybe a stage in the round, in like just faceless audience, in like me figuring out who that audience has to be. You know what I mean? Like figuring out how I put the faces on those audience.
Allie, how about you?
Oh man, I don't know. I just imagine me running and just a bunch of like wild animals chasing me.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know what that signifies, but I always feel like I'm running from something somewhere. Oh,
okay. We love it. We love that.
That's amazing. Well, we're so grateful to both of you for having this chat with us. We absolutely love this show. We can't wait for more people to watch it. And we hope we get to talk to both of you very, very soon. Thank you both so much.
We appreciate you guys. Thanks for watching.
This episode is brought to you by Purina and their certified therapy dogs, like Hanley. Say hi, Hanley! Hanley is one of 30 therapy dogs Purina has helped get certified to support kids struggling with their mental health. Purina employees are volunteering their time and family pets like Hanley to help make pet therapy more accessible to patients, students, and kids like me. Learn more about Purina's pet therapy program at purina.com/mental health.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored? Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
David, how's it going?
It's great. Thanks for talking with me.
Oh, we're delighted to be back. You know, we were so lucky to speak with you last year for season one of the show, and to be back now and to see how the show has evolved in season two so far has been so fantastic. So we're just so happy to be here.
Oh, great. I'm glad you feel that way.
Of course. Now, you know, we have to ask, you know, first and foremost, you know, the Morpho Machine is evolving itself this year. And I love that we're really kicking things off with, like, you know, are you ready for the next stage? What was your preparation going into the next stage of the show? And what did you really want to kind of nail down with the design and feel for what season two was going to be?
I think I just wanted to make sure that season two felt bigger than season one, that it was an escalation, that we weren't just going to do more of the same. You know, in the first season, the machine is giving people these cards that tell them their life's potential. And we knew in the writer's room, it couldn't just be more cards or different cards. That it had to feel like what the machine was offering was more complicated. complicated and also more inspiring. So we came up with this idea of these visions, which are kind of an homage to retro video games, where it's like you see this little animated version of yourself having some sort of experience, and it's unclear if it's the past or the present or the future or a dream. But in some ways, these visions really cut to the core of who these people are and inspire them to rethink their lives and make change.
It's been so fun seeing that and, you know, really just, you know, picking apart some of the visions that we've seen, you know, especially when you think of like Cass's vision and things like that, you're like, okay, things could get pretty dark as well too, which has been really fun to explore with everyone this season.
Yeah, there's a full range of visions and a full range of reactions. You know, in the first season, it's so aspirational. You discover your life potential that everyone goes kind of running to find out what that is. In this season, the next stage of the machine, it's a little less clear whether this is a good thing or a bad thing and whether you really want to embrace it. So that led us in some fun new directions.
And there's no shortage of fantastic characters that are in this show. And curious for yourself, you know, which character do you kind of find yourself relating to the most?
Oh, I find a bit of myself in all of them, probably. I think part of what's fun about the second season is there were a couple of characters who didn't get their own episode in season one who get the deep dive in season two. I really love Mr. Johnson, the magician, looking back at his life and learning some pretty deep things about who he is and how he got to where he is this season. And the character of Hana, who starts the show as seemingly just the bartender in the background, and by the end of season one, everyone's looking to her for answers about the machine. And we really get into the mystery with her in the second season.
Yeah, and I think that's something that we love so much about where, I mean, the series as a whole really, is that you really start to care for every single character's journey in this, and it really does feel like a community that you just want to know more about each character. And there's been a great balance of that, like as you said, in season two we're getting to do a lot more of deep dives into characters that we didn't get as much from them in season one. So it's been great seeing that.
Yeah, thank you. I think, you know, I look at the show less as a show about people becoming different people and more about people revealing who they really are. And so there's a gradual unwrapping of these really interesting characters played by an amazing group of actors.
Last question before we wrap up here. If there was one thing that you wish you could see on the Morpho screen for your next stage, what would it be?
I have no idea. I mean, I hope my potential would have something related to what I'm doing right now, but it could be more interesting to see something completely unexpected, like I'm a professional tap dancer or something.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just to pull that out, you know, it's not that I've always dreamed of that and think I'd be great, but, you know, maybe.
Makes you think though, right? You're like, maybe that is my calling. You never know.
Yeah, I'll start taking lessons now.
Love that.
David, thank you so much for your time again. We're loving this show so much. We're so excited for more people to watch it when season two drops. And I really hope we get to talk to you again for whatever comes next.
Me too. Thanks very much for taking the time.